Hey there, welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical,
and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
An action.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
We're back.
Season two, baby. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
All right, Aves, what's our confession for season two, episode one?
Our confession today is that we definitely took like a 6-month hibernation. And we're not sorry about it.
No. Right?
No, we're not sorry about it. But we did leave a lot of people hanging. Like, people were like, when are you coming back?
What's the deal?
So what's going on?
We're here and we're okay.
Is everyone alive? Are we good?
We're great. We're great. We just had to, you know, do a few lessons, you know, a couple of karmic lessons.
Totally.
There were some lessons along the way. A lot of growth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, Alex, I think you're going to ask us our first question.
We have three questions for today for each other. Let's get into it.
Yes.
Okay.
And do you like our cards? Look.
How cute.
Look.
Are they
have
not
cards.
Really cute?
We have show cards.
We're real. We're real.
Okay. We're done. Tee us up.
Okay.
Question one.
So, question one. What is our word and why?
Mm. So, words. Like, what's our word for the last couple months?
Yes.
Like what would sum up our word?
Where we were.
An image is coming to mind of a dumpster fire. That's not my word.
No.
That's just the visual.
That's
guys.
Just AI.
Don't worry about it.
The AI version.
No. Aves, why don't you
I'll
kick
start.
Us off? What's your word, babe?
So these last 6 months, my word is reclamation.
That's a good one.
Reclaiming everything back. Reclaiming my power back, my boundaries, my energy. I'm like, oh, that's mine. Thank you. I mean, even looking at the videos from last season, like my body language and everything, like I was definitely going through it. And, you know, this episode and this season, I just feel so much better because I spent the last 6 months being like, you know, I gave a lot of myself to other people and I was in a really shitty, toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And, no more. Like, free will is at the top of my list.
Heck
and
yeah.
So is like just me and self-love and just reclaiming all of that yumminess for me.
Oh my God, you're so cute. I can't. Okay.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Mine. So I changed my word a couple of times, mm-hmm. but my word is shedding. My word is shedding or releasing. Pick the synonym, right? It's really interesting. I want to share a story. So I'm giving a shout out to my hairstylist. I know this sounds so crazy, but with the shedding always comes new beginnings. But I have to tell you such a funny story. So my hairstylist, so I have extensions in my hair. Yes, a lot of this is my natural hair, but I have extensions as well. And what was so interesting is over the last like 6 months or so, my hairstylist, she was like, you have like baby hairs growing. And I'm like, what do you mean I have baby hairs growing? Like postpartum, you know, and like after you have a baby, you have all this like hair loss, but then hair grows.
It comes back,
And she was saying that she's like, I could always tell when my clients like went through some sort of trauma because there's something called hair drop in like the salon and like hairstylist world. And sometimes it happens when you have a baby. Sometimes it happens with trauma or a significant health issue even. Sure. And she's like, you had so much hair drop that now there's all these little like baby hairs like coming back. And it just goes to show you the body keeps the score. It like really does. And it was such a symbol for like what I've been through over the last couple of months. There was so much shedding and endings with me getting divorced and ending that relationship to just like ending energetic ties to people, places, and things that were never aligned and like never good for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was just this shedding and this releasing and this letting go. And it's so curious because once I did like that work with the shedding and the ending, then all these new beginnings happened in my life. This beautiful mm-hmm. new relationship I'm in, new business partnerships, new ventures with that. So my word is shedding. So
like that.
The
love
new
that.
Growth could come in.
Beautiful.
So if you see little baby hairs on camera, it's not, I'm not losing hair. It's actually coming back.
That's great.
Rebirth.
Bigger, better, and thicker than ever.
Isn't it crazy? So it's like easy. So crazy. And you want to wait, one other thing. My hairstylist, Sarah, also giving Sarah a shout out. You know what she said? She's like, Melissa, I had another client come in and she had the same thing with her hair. And then the first question she asks her clients now is, are you going through a divorce?
Oh my gosh.
Are you getting a divorce? It's a phenomenon now.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Divorce wow. hair drop.
Okay. Wow.
So shedding. Okay. Carry
love
on.
Love it.
What about you? What's your word?
I would say my word. So it's like kind of like the flow of from hermit to bloom, which I find really interesting
cute.
Because like we're stepping into spring now, right? And like yeah. it is this rebirth. But I realized that over the last 6 months, right, there's been so much of an awakening of me recognizing my worth and what I deserve mm-hmm. and what I was tolerating and what's no longer acceptable. Mm-hmm. And I had to go into hermit in order to create the awareness for all of that recognition to now step into my power and to actually bloom and say like, okay, this is who I want to be. I'm becoming now a better version mm-hmm. and I want to really like own into that. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Amazing. I feel like we all have been on such a journey the last couple of months. And I guess that's my second question that yeah. I want to ask both of you,
sure.
which is a loaded one. It's a loaded question, but how have you, yes, that was your word, but how have you grown? Like what, like compared to where you were to where you are now? And I agree with you, Avery, like when I look back at clips from season one, mm-hmm. I mean, oh my gosh, yeah. I was like going through it, you know, like I think we held it all together really well.
We did.
We were all going through it. But even just energetically, I feel like how we presented ourselves, how we yeah. looked, even like how we
yeah.
like our nonverbal like language as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like we've all reemerged. But how yeah. have you ladies grown?
So I can like piggyback off of what I was just saying.
Yeah, sure.
I think within that hermit, right? Like when you do hermit, you kind of close off and you shut down, but it does really force you to go within, right? And really mm-hmm. get real and raw. And I feel like I was in the process of doing that during season one, mm-hmm. but it almost took like the break to actually force myself to go in even deeper and recognizing that like it's okay to move through heartbreak mm-hmm. and to then find your way to love yourself again so then you can open your heart again to mm. love.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in that there's been so much like heartbreak on multiple different levels, right? Not just in a like relationship mm-hmm. with like a man at the time, but also friendships, like really recognizing the level of betrayal and heartbreak that I had to go through within friendships to realize, oh my gosh, I actually like deserve to shine bright when I'm being told by people that I have to dim my light because it's not accepted and it's not welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
And having to go through the pain of that, of first of like shutting myself down and maybe saying, maybe I do shine too bright. Maybe I do need to kind of pull myself back and put mm-hmm. myself down. And then it was like, I had the opposite of that, of like other friendships, right? You two included, being like, no, shine brightly. Like that mm-hmm. is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You need to embrace the light. And I think a lot of us struggle with being too much, right? Or feeling like we outshine, so we have to hide our like how we show up. And it's like, no, we need to honor those parts. We need to be authentic. We need to love all the different parts of ourselves without shame and guilt. So for me, a lot of it's been like opening up my heart again into this blooming space and being able to really move through the shame and the guilt that I was feeling mm. because I felt like I was disappointing others by being who I was because
mm.
they couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. Powerful. Yeah. Heck yeah. How about you, Aves?
I've definitely grown in the aspect of reclaiming my power back and really trying to find that purpose in life. Like, I'm really big into, like, you know, what's your North Node and it being in Pisces and really connecting to my spirituality and movement and dance. And so much of that was being clouded in my previous relationship. Like, even just recording last season, I felt like I had to, like, I almost felt like there was someone behind me, like, watch what you say or you can't say this. Like, I just didn't feel as authentic as I think I could have been. And this, you know, this season with, like, that relationship behind me and being able to, like, have the discernment and the judgment and better clarity now, I just feel that the growth comes with, like, I'm healing. I know my purpose. I want to share that more. And, you know, I'm not afraid to kind of, like, speak up, because when I speak up and when I heal out loud, then I'm actually making connections with other people. And it feels really good not to be, like, alone, you know, in that aspect. So a lot of growth there.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
So good. So good. I could really resonate with everything. With both. I mean, please, that could be my answer. Yeah. Honestly. I think for me, how I have grown is reclaiming. Hi, Bailey. Bailey's our dog on our Cosmic Confession set at times. Definitely reclaiming my power has been one of the biggest ones. And it's funny, Avery, I kind of resonated with you when you said with season one, it felt like someone was
over your shoulder.
I very much felt that way as well. So I was definitely very edited in a lot of very script, but edited. Like, I definitely kept I definitely dimmed my light as well, and kind of as much as I could, like, keep within the bounds, but no more. I feel like I'm finally finding my visibility again, feeling powerful enough and empowered enough to do that. And I also feel like I've grown in ways that, like, I can finally settle a little bit. Like, when I say I've grown, yes, I've, like, external things, but, like, internally, my growth has been peace. I finally feel at peace in my own home, in my own body, in my own mind. Like, yes, things are crazy and, like, busy with the agency and being a mom and everything, but my growth is peace, like, finally feeling at peace, you know?
Yeah. And just to piggyback that, like, last season, I feel like a lot, maybe a few of us were having, like, what's coming up for me is, like, trauma brain, where it's like you want to say all these things, but there's like this filter of, like, almost like a past voice or someone in the past being like, you can't say that or don't do that or, you know, just everything. And, like, now having this, like, 6 months to, like, heal, and me too, being able to be alone and get that toxic person out of my life and be able to, you know, find my thoughts again. Like, I have thoughts and I have intuition and I have a really strong gut, and that was stripped for so long and made me, like, I had to like rethink everything before saying or doing. And I remember I would come to you guys a lot and you guys helped me. At the same time, I was like, I can't go to my friends. I need to tap back into what feels good in my body. And so that's, like, another part of, like, what you said, and just, like, growing and all that stuff. So,
and I think too, a big part of these last 6 months was all of us, and I'm still in the process of it, like, finding safety within ourselves again, because I think that was stripped from all three of us in very different ways. That absolutely create an impact, like, on so many different levels. So I think a big part too of, like, the last 6 months is continuously, but also starting to find safety within ourselves again. And, like, that trust within ourselves, like you were saying, with your gut, and even with you, within your body, within your words, like, and all of us being able to really stand into what does safety even mean in the body. I feel like none of us even really knew fully back season one.
So true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And sometimes, you know, yes, external environments can help create that, but a lot of the times it's reclaiming that within yourself. Like, how can I create a sense of safety within myself? And then how can I make decisions around my life to support
Right.
That.
Yeah. And I feel like the podcast, season one, like that was very therapeutic for all of us because we were
We
were being taken out of those moments. Mm-hmm. And so it was almost like therapy out loud.
Yeah.
And now it's different. Now it's like, we'll never be like healed, right?
Yeah.
It's never like finished. Yeah. But this this season it feels like there's been an ascension, right? We've definitely grown in general. So,
so much wisdom to share now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That should lead us into question number three.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go for it. So, what are you most excited about, Alex?
So I would say I'm most excited, first of all, for all of us to like really step into the authentic, like powerful, beautiful souls that we are. Mm-hmm. But I'm like ready to get juicy and dive into the emotions, the rawness. Yeah. Like, let's expose a little bit of like
a little expose.
Yeah, a little bit of like the pain that we've been going through, the guilt, the shame that we were kind of pushed into and kind of like, I don't know, just relighting that fire.
Yeah.
And like allowing you guys to like witness us while we're also able to witness you and just be in it together.
Definitely.
Says the Scorpio.
Yeah, right.
Let's just expose everything. Let's just rip the carpet
rip
off.
Rip up the carpet.
Just shuffle the, you know.
So it's so Scorpionic of you. I love that so much. Yeah, I'm really excited about that too. And my answer is kind of similar. I'm just really ready to share more of my story.
Yeah.
And not in a way to like bash other people, places, or things, but there are very pervasive, very deep, deep karmic lessons that I have learned recently, but as of the past as well, that I'm just ready to speak on and just add value to people through the hell that I've been through. And I'm really, really excited to do that. And just like really share my voice and my story more. Like, that's what I'm really excited about. And then I'm also excited to see our listener community grow a lot more, because that happens every single episode.
Definitely.
We've had such amazing feedback from season one. So I can't wait to see what the response is for season two.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get like a cosmic confession, like community gathering at one point.
That would be
fun. That would be really fun.
Like, we could shoot a live.
Yeah, when we could like shoot a live podcast with
people,
and then we could do like Q&A stuff. Like, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how the podcast grows this season too.
Yeah, that I was thinking that too. Like, I'm kind of excited about like just the aesthetic of it all.
Yeah,
we're in a different location,
different environment,
right? Different environment. Like, everything just feels like a level up.
Yes, but but listen, Alex's apartment couch will always have a special place in our hearts.
But it related to like that therapeutic, like,
yes,
you haven't touched me once this podcast.
I know.
This episode.
Oh, don't get used to that.
I mean,
don't get used to that.
We're all like, you know, just like needed so much love, right?
Yeah,
and now we're like, okay, we can stand in our own love and our own power.
Oh, yeah, it's
like,
so true.
We can shine brightly, but we can shine together.
Yes.
And like this backdrop and everything else is just like
so
amazing.
Fun.
It feels like just so yummy and so good. So I'm excited about that, the aesthetic of everything.
Hell yeah.
And I'm also excited about reaching a new audience as well. And then just being more me and not being so scared and knowing that like I can show up unapologetically.
Mm-hmm.
No one's gonna yell at me. I can do whatever I want. It's free will, and it feels like really strong.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Amazing.
Yeah, I feel like this was a really beautiful way to kind of jump back into things for
good
season
recap.
Two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We appreciate like your time, your energy, your effort, like tuning in, listening to us, supporting us. Obviously, we want to be able to do the same for you. So like comment below, like subscribe, DM us, let us know what's going on in your mind. Let us know how you've grown these last 6 months. Like, we want to be able to support and show up for you as well. This is like a community that we're trying to build here. So We're ready to jump in.
Yes.
So tune back into episode number two.
Yes. Right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.